Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Quarterback is back. We know Mahomes was in it in the debut year, and I thought it was great. Kirk Cousins was in it. Kirk Cousins is back.
He's
in
back.
Joe Burrow, though, Drew, I mean, we might not hear from between college football video game release and this quarterback show. Drew, we may not be able to text him and get a response back.
He didn't want to be in it. Do you remember that when he didn't want to be in it?
Here's the trailer.
He's a very private guy.
Here's part of the trailer that just came out.
You know, you only have so many of these seasons.
New week. Let's go.
Start out your career, you're like, okay, I'm going to be playing for 15, 20 years. It seems like a lot. And then you blink your eye and you're in year 5. Hey! Next time I blink my eye, it's going to be year 10. Now where we're at, the great ones make it work.
How did you get that out?
Get used to it.
I feel so lucky to be the quarterback.
Middle 3-1-2-3-3!
What? As a quarterback.
You have to be that guy that your teammates are relying on.
Kirk going to throw. It's Kirk!
How about that, boys and girls, getting back to the slick route?
A lot of people in my former organization may have thought I was being cast away, but I saw an opportunity I had here. It was special.
This life is definitely not normal.
He's the most popular figure we have.
That's my man, Joe Coolborough.
He's everywhere.
How'd it look?
It looked good.
All right.
There's a part of me that just always wants to fix things.
I overled him.
Third down.
I do not want to give them the ball back. Clock is our friend.
Bam!
It's not all on him, but it's a lot on him.
Second turnover of the ball game.
Put it on me, I got it.
We got this.
Sometimes you just need to mix it up a little bit. I just bought a Batmobile. I'm pumped about that.
And it goes on from there. That, of course, was
this
Joe Burrow.
Actually the second season of quarterbacks, not third. Second for quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's what I said. Third of the quarterback show. They had the receiver one.
But they also talked about didn't have a trailer. They talked about his house being robbed. Again, these are things. Joe Burrow's a very private guy. He didn't even want to do this at first, I thought. Now he does it. And he was talking about his home being broken
into. The Batmobile.
Like, I didn't know the Batmobile was in there. But I didn't think he'd be talking about his home broken into because he's been a very private guy. That's what him being on the show surprises me more than Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I'm way more interested because the quarterbacks are back involved. I mean, it just wasn't nearly as good when it was you know, Justin Jefferson, as much as he's a hell of a player. It just wasn't as fun of a show to watch. Quarterbacks are what drives this league, and the NFL is all about quarterbacks. We talk about quarterbacks more than any other position in sports, period. So the show having, what, it's Goff, it's Burrow, and it's
Cousins.
Those are the three.
What are they going to do with Cousins? He's getting benched? Remember,
that didn't happen until, like, November.
It's his family life or whatever?
Yeah, I mean,
I think Goff's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I actually think the Cousins angle is one of the more interesting ones I want to watch because he was a starter. He was coming back from an Achilles injury.
The draft in the trailer.
He didn't play well.
I would have rather seen Penix than
he
Cousins.
Gets a rookie drafted right behind him and then ends up getting benched because he didn't play well. And then he had to just sit on the bench. I'm sure it talks about that emotional roller coaster. And to this day, he's still a member of the Falcons. So that's intriguing. Joe Burrow will be intriguing because I want to see how frustrated he gets with his crappy defense throughout the entire season. Even though he's putting up ridiculous numbers, but I can't wait for the show. But we're gonna lose Drew, I'm telling you, for 2 weeks between college football video game and this show.
Just wait till the SEC docs come out. That's supposed to come out in August, I think. I'll pass on those.
Yeah,
I don't think Missouri's in it. I don't think Missouri's in it, Bink. I can't remember if Missouri's in it or not. I don't think so.
Yeah. I need to see the
quarterbacks. Some of these other ones, but this is better than Mariota being in it
because that was terrible. Marcus Mariota. I just did enjoy that.
Well, they basically phased him out the last two episodes.
Cousins is fine. I like Kirk Cousins.
I mean, that's going to be the Kirk Cousins angle is eventually they're just going to phase him out of it and it'll be
good.
Joe Burrow up to the playoffs and then it'll be all Jared Goff the last two episodes.
I've seen enough Kirk
probably.
Cousins. I've seen enough of it. I'd rather see Matt Stafford or somebody else said just somebody new. I'd
like
to see
all
these
guys don't
agree
to it.
Josh Allen.
Yeah, I actually think
Lamar Jackson loves Hollywood. He would have been in here.
Having a quarterback benched makes it a little intriguing.
It is ironic how the story, because I don't remember, it was Kirk Cousins, it was Marcus Mariota, and it was Mahomes in the first one.
Yeah.
You had Super Bowl, you had playoffs, you had benching. Like in this one, you get quarterback gets benched, you get quarterback is great, but the defense stinks and they don't make the playoffs, and then you get a quarterback that's expecting to go to the Super Bowl, the Lions don't quite get there. Like it fits three different phases of the season for those three guys.
They should have just, the teams want to protect the rookie quarterback. So that's part of the problem. You're never going to get like Jaden Daniels in year one on quarterbacks. Like these teams, they're not going to put them under that microscope
in
their rookie season.
Though.
For sure. Yeah. But you know why teams wouldn't do that. Now, maybe Jaden Daniels or Kayla Williams are on the show next year or something like that. And we usually don't find out who's on the show until the year's over or halfway through it. But I understand why, much like Hard Knocks has like exemptions, I'm assuming I'll be shocked if we ever really have a rookie quarterback on the quarterback show, because if you're the team, you're trying to protect that guy so much.
You know, one guy I think would be really good, Baker Mayfield, just his like resurgence in the NFL and his teammates buying it. I think that would have been interesting.
I think so.
Good angle. Or Josh Allen. He's the MVP. Why not have Josh Allen do it? He's in a Hallmark movie like you, Gold.
That's true. We got something in common, don't we?
You do. You and Josh Allen.
That's true.
I don't know if he's in that movie, but
actually,
the Bills are.
Yeah, you say that he's not in it.
Oh, he's not.
Just
in
like
it.
Mahomes wasn't in the Chiefs Hallmark movie.
I'll tell you, I think somebody mentions Baker. That'd be an interesting one. If Shador ever wins the Browns job, then Shador is going to be in this series
at some point.
I almost guarantee. Like Netflix won't.
Are they going to go driving with him
if he becomes?
Jeez.
I don't know. I mean, they might have him driving the G-Wagon around.
No, I don't think he's driving. He said he's done driving. He can't handle speed limit. He's done driving.
I just think
good. C.J. Stroud, Jalen Hurts.
I think we make so much of a big deal out of that when it's, for some people, it is a problem, but.
Big deal about what part, sorry?
About driving too fast over the speed limit.
Well, so it's two things.
I think we make too big of a deal about it sometimes.
So in the legal sense, yeah, it's like a fourth whatever misdemeanor. You're right. In the legal sense, it's not, him speeding is not a big deal.
He was clean.
When you are at that level of athlete, when you have already a lot of baggage coming in, when you're trying to avoid distractions, when you're trying not to embarrass your team, when you're such a public facing figure, having reportedly what, two speeding tickets, by the way, he wasn't just going 5 over, 10 over and got screwed. Okay. He
was second
going,
one.
I think it actually is worthy of conversation in the legal sense. You're correct. It doesn't matter. You question the decision-making of a guy that people are already questioning. You know, you don't want that if you're the Cleveland Browns. That's all.
His last week's going over 100. I mean, that stands out. But again, everything was fine. I mean, everything ended up fine. There was nothing illegal except for the speed.
Yes.
I mean, we've all gone fast. I told Drew.
I mean, if you're saying it's a good thing he didn't have like weapons in the car, yes, correct. It is better than that.
Well, like I told Drew. Like, everybody's sped. I mean, nobody goes just the speed limit. We say,
course,
"What's the fastest you've gone?"
That's not the
maybe
point.
Maybe it's over
babe.
100 miles, and I'm sure it is.
If I went 40 over, and then went 40 over 2 weeks later, that's a problem. That would be a problem.
He's like going fast.
Yeah. Anyway.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.